Hello, I'm Fernando Augusto Pacheco, and you're listening to the Global Countdown, first broadcast on The Briefing on the 4th of April.
Finally, on today's show, our senior correspondent and musical curator, Fernando Augusto Pacheco, is back in the studio for our weekly Global Countdown. Faye, it's a special one this week, part two. We did this last week. It is looking at global sales of music. We did 1 to 5 last week.
And now we're doing 6 to 10, or, as because it's a global countdown, 10 to 6.
Fair enough.
It's interesting because, of course, the top five music markets, I mean, there's no surprise there. There's the US, we have China, we have Japan. But I think it's interesting to see between who is number 6, who is number 7, who is number 8, 9, and 10.
6 to 10 are a little more eclectic, I think it's fair to say.
I think so as well. But you did mention the word eclectic. I'm really sorry, Chris. We're going to start at number 10 with Australia. The reason I'm saying sorry, because guess who is number one in Australia?
Okay, do tell.
I think you might have an idea, because this guy's everywhere. This 21-year-old from Monroe in Washington, he's a small-town guy. He's a Mormon as well. Let's have a listen. It's Benson Boone with Beautiful Things.
Please stay. I want you, I need you, oh God, don't take these beautiful things that I've got. Please stay. I want you, I need you, oh God, don't take these beautiful things that I've got.
This is the second time we have played Benson Boone in 2 weeks. We could have played him 3 times. We fudged it last week.
Yeah, I mean, we have to fudge it. I mean, but he is everywhere. He seems to be a friendly guy. He likes the outdoors. I mean, he dances very well, even though his music's not quite dance friendly. But, you know, he's a good dancer too.
A rock dancer.
Exactly. Well, that's number 10 for you. But don't worry, we have something different now.
We're going more eclectic now. We're going to your home country, Fernando, which is always eclectic.
And, you know, Chris, first of all, I have to mention, in Brazil, it's very rare, almost unheard of, to have a song that is not from a Brazilian artist, and number one. I think the Brazilian market is similar to Japan, perhaps, that
yes,
we discussed last.
It was all dominated by Japanese. What it evolved, we were talking about.
Exactly. And this song is not sunny at all, actually. It talks about how money can corrupt you. And even the video for that song was filmed in Rocinha, the biggest favela in Rio. But they decided to film not on a sunny day. So they chose a very cloudy day. So it doesn't have that sunny Brazilian vibe.
Gloomy. It's gloomy.
But it is some, you know, some cool Brazilian hip hop there. This is TZ do Coronel with Qual é seu desejo? What's your desire?
Fala comigo, vadia, qual é seu desejo? Já vi essa cena na vida e nem foi déjà vu. Tem esse cash no bolso. O que seria do dia azul?
Is this going to be making our musical playlist, Faye?
No, it will not. It is very gloomy.
And it was very honest of you.
And Chris, I got to be honest, I didn't know TZ do Coronel, but he has got so many millions and millions of followers in Brazil. And I found out he was in London last week for the Trap Festival, showcasing some of this new Brazilian artist, you know, hip hop and trap artists.
I wonder if he was joining the Finnish trap that you did a few weeks ago on this show.
Exactly. I mean, it's a big genre. I really need to catch up and get down with the kids, you know?
That's it. It's all about getting down with the kids.
Always.
Let's move on to number 8. We are heading across, well, north of Brazil, I suppose, to Canada.
To Canada. Again, not a Canadian artist, but funnily enough, this track is a diss against a Canadian artist, which is Drake. But it's not, the song's not about Drake. It's the rapper's Future and Metro Boomin as well, with the rap legend Kendrick Lamar. I do like Kendrick Lamar quite a lot. The song's called Like That, and I didn't quite understand, but apparently Kendrick Lamar has some beef with Drake. And there's some verses in this track where you can kind of recognize that. And you
so
know
it
what?
It is about Drake, but it's not about Drake, but it is about Drake.
Exactly. Please, if a listener knows more about this fight, let me know. But you know what? In this fight, I stick with Kendrick Lamar. Not a big fan of Drake here. Let's have a listen.
I Hey, let's get it, bro. D.O.T. The money, power, respect. The last one is better. Say yes, a lot of goofies with a check. I mean, I hold them sentiments symbolic. My temperament bipolar, I choose violence. Okay, let's get it up. It's time for him to prove that he's a problem. Niggas clicking up, but it cannot be legit. No 40 water, tell him. Yeah, get up with me. Fuck sneakers.
This one does have our producer, Steph, dancing the most.
I like the beat, I have to say. And, you know, I'm not sorry at all for Drake. Sorry for all the Drake fans listening to us in the moment. I'm sure Drake is a very nice guy as well.
But and listeners, do please fill us in on what's going on between Kendrick Lamar and Drake.
Yeah, if I find out the real reasons, maybe I can change my point of view here, you know.
Tell us next week.
Exactly.
Moving on to number 7, another one that, I don't know, is maybe surprising that it would be so large, number 7 in the world, but I guess not really because of the export market, South Korea.
I mean, they're a country that is known for their music. And again, not just in South Korea, right? K-pop is everywhere. I mean, it is established genre now. And this band that we're going to play, it's the number one song there, is G-IDLE. They achieved something that is called the perfect all-kill, or PAK. So basically, very few artists got that. Basically, you reach the top slot in all the local charts in South Korea, in all the streaming services. It's very rare. They managed. It's the girl band G-IDLE with Fate. Caffeine으로 잡은 정신은 빠지고 하루 종일 신경 쓰여 토할 것 같아 저녁 이대도 배고프까지 까먹고 그치 이상하지 근데 말이야 있잖아 처음 본 순간 뭐랄까 그랬다가 나도 웃긴데 말이야 영원했던 하늘이 무너지고 어둡던 눈알이 붉어지며 I do wonder if there's a difference between K-pop that makes it in South Korea and K-pop that makes it outside of South Korea. Well, I'm not too sure, but all I can say is that G-IDLE is quite popular outside South Korea. So maybe in that sense, there's a crossover there. And it's interesting about the name. You know, they were going to name the band IDLE, but then IDLE, I-D-L-E, in South Korean means child or children. And then in
what
English,
what does G-IDLE mean?
So then an IDLE in English, of course, is someone that doesn't really like to
doesn't
work that
much.
Yeah. So they said, you know what? Let's stick a G there.
I mean, let's just add a G.
Let's add a G. That's what you should do. You know, if you're unsure about the name of your band.
Well, we'll see if that one makes the chart somewhere else, number one in a future week, perhaps. Let's move on to the final one, the number one being the number 6 in the music markets for this week.
And Chris, I'm a very honest person. I had to cheat a little bit here as well. Because
Benson
Boone. Even the French are putting Benson Boone at number
yes,
one.
Yes, this is France,
but
we
that,
should say.
It's France, of course. But that gave me a very good excuse to look at their albums chart. And there's a very interesting story this week. Because the number one album in France is L'Enfoir, which means The Bastard. 2024, and they're celebrating 35 years. That's a tradition in France. So basically, L'Enfoir is a group of artists, it changes every year, that they sing every year to support a charity called Restaurant du Corps. So basically, this charity distributes, you know, food packages and hot meals for the ones they need the most in society. But it's a tradition, so people in France love it, and of course, people are buying the special CD. And we're going to play the main single from that album is L'Enfoir, which is, you know, a huge amount of French artists there, with Jusque un dernier, with Until the Last One.
It is very anthem-y, I suppose, is the word.
You know, helping for a good cause as well. And it's interesting, this year I think there's 47 artists involved. But the one...
In one song?
In one album, the whole album. That's just one of the singles. But we have to give credit to Patrick Bruel. He's been part of this charity 32 times since 1989, including this year. So he's actually the top artist in terms of the number of times that he's been... part of this kind of great event in France.
I do have to also ask you just quickly, how much was there a mix of French and non-French music in France? It's always particularly interesting, I think.
I think in France you have some foreign songs as well, but it's still very much a French market. I think like South Korea and Brazil, it is very, very French. Unlike a place like Australia, which is kind of almost rare to see an Australian artist. You have some, but they're more kind of open to other artists.